Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the favorite lady of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom to everyone on this very important day. Important. And to us Christians as well, even though knowing we are not of this world, but for now we must be in this world. And we don't want our children to live in, at a minimum, a totalitarian society.
Yeah, and you know, that's where America's heading.
What we pray is that we can slow down the inevitable until he does remove his church.
Today's election will play a big part in our future.
Oh. You know, remember Adam was given a garden in Eden, but was told to cultivate it?
Genesis 2:15.
Then, after they sinned, the work became much harder, for they then became under Satan's domain.
As we still are today.
Although, thankfully, Satan's on a limited leash because God still rules over him.
But that leash is getting shorter.
As God said, actually longer, as God said it would be in the last days, which means we must stand up taller and do what we can to keep his leash tight until the rapture, when we, the restraining force, is taken up.
2 Thessalonians 2:7.
So meanwhile, let us at least try to hold on to our great nation. And today's election will be revealing. What is disturbing is the Dems, especially Fetterman, running against Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, are already prepping us by saying we will not know the results for a few days.
Especially on the key states.
Of course, those swing states that will decide the majority in Congress. In today's information warfare, this is what is known as shaping operation. You know, where they prep the battlefield in order to justify the fraudulent outcome.
And they will need an extra day to do that?
Right. To somehow add or flip the votes in their favor.
Like they did with Trump.
Yes. Anyhow, we'll soon see. But if there is that red wave, many say there might be a civil war. Or worse yet, what will Biden do as punishment for us?
We'll talk about all that next week.
Yes, and keep praying for honest overseers. Remember what Stalin said? He said it doesn't matter who votes, but rather who counts the votes. Let us pray.
Oh God, our El Shaddai, we do pray for honest elections, and trust thy will shall be done, and therefore we'll accept any outcome, even if we prefer different results. For we know, because of your sacred word to your people, that judgment is on the way, and that your plan is higher than any our earthly desires. And we especially thank you that we can totally rest in your arms, regardless of our political surroundings or personal afflictions. We lift up to your throne these recent prayer requests, and for the salvations of our loved ones. We humbly ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And may your kingdom come quickly, Lord. Amen. And speaking of kingdoms, let me say that you should use the election topic as a chance to segue into our Lord's soon coming kingdom. But of course, tell them it's only through Jesus Christ can they get there.
Well, that's surely a door opener.
And what do we always say?
Look for opportunities.
That's right. And Scripture says that we are supposed to expose the lies. Did you hear the lie that Biden said he had brought down gas prices, which were $5 a gallon, when he took over?
Yeah, I think he thinks we're stupid.
And also that it was him that increased our Social Security for next year, the highest percentage than ever before.
No, Joe, that's called an automatic cost of living raise.
And it's increased because inflation is high that he caused. But this next comment has even a few Democrats angry when he said there is no more drilling and he would close down all the coal plants. Joe Manchin, Democratic senator from West Virginia, a Democrat, said this.
comments like these are the reason the American people are losing trust in President Biden.
You think? And Obama, too, was out there saying some outrageous declarations that really applies to themselves. Anyhow, moving on. There was another important election, and that was in Israel last week. And now it's back to, shall we say, a moderate right-wing government in Israel.
Yes, because Bibi's party won.
And is sure to secure a majority of the 120 seats in the Knesset.
It needs at least 61 seats.
Right, and is expected to get 64, as two other right-wing parties are expected to join into his Likud coalition. And more good news is that there won't be an Arab party included anymore, as it is now in the current Knesset. So now the question is, what will he do with Biden's henchmen? You know, Bibi has already said he would consider a two-state solution.
Which means dividing Jerusalem.
Yes, it does. And by the way, Biden waited almost a week till last night to finally congratulate Bibi. And I mention that because he wasted no time calling Brazil's new president, Lula da Silva.
Who just happens to be a far-left progressive.
Of course. And boy, are the people protesting.
Well, because they know it was rigged.
Yes. And those people really loved President Bolsonaro a lot. Brazil's voting officials claim that over 5 million votes casted, well, they were invalid.
Yeah, sure.
According to Tucker Carlson, Biden's CIA director, that's our own CIA director, William Burr, he actually visited Brazil last year and threatened Bolsonaro not to contest the election should he lose.
Well, that was a definite warning.
Well, it worked, and it just makes me sick. But here's why. It matters to us because a left-wing government now in Brazil determines the extent of China's influence in the Western Hemisphere. And you know they're going to cater to China. Bolsonaro would not, and in fact was the only holdout in South America.
And Brazil is the most significant nation in South America.
It is, and Bolsonaro stood in the way of Chinese hegemony. So they have to axe him, just like they have to axe Putin. Meanwhile, the kings of the East, well, they're gearing up.
Revelation 16.
Even the Euphrates River has been drying up. What's annoying is that our own country, because of our left-wing government, is helping China achieve its goal. And by the way, the United States does this sort of thing on a regular basis. As in Ukraine, you know, we helped get rid of their democratically elected president to bring in pay-to-play Zelensky.
And we're still paying him.
We sure are. And remember the Arab Springs under Obama?
Yes. So explain why Christians need to grasp this.
Because God's word is our faith builder. And we're watching God's word come to pass. In fact, we're living in his word of prophecy. So whether we get a respite with this election or not, judgment is still coming to America and to the world.
And that's the bottom line.
As far as Netanyahu saying he could agree with a two-state solution, you got to understand, Bibi is still a politician and a very smart one. And actually will say certain things to appease certain groups, all the while knowing he would later incorporate certain conditions that had to be met, knowing the Palestinians would not adhere to. I got to tell you, I've been watching him dance around the two-state solution for decades.
And we know why.
Because it's never been the Daniel 9:27 set time on God's timetable.
Right, but it will happen.
At such a time as allowed by God to fulfill Scripture.
Ezekiel 36 and Joel 3.
Then God will give them their short victory and then unleash the most horrific judgment as never seen before.
Nor will see again.
Amen.
And what about the deal with Lebanon?
Right. You know, just 2 weeks before Israel's election, the Biden administration helped Lebanon make a deal with Israel's leftist government concerning its disputed oil well in the Mediterranean near the near Lebanon's dividing line. Now, this oil well will now provide oil to the UK to help fill the gap from Russia's oil departure. And that's great. That's all fine and good. Except Netanyahu recently made a campaign promise to neutralize that signed agreement because in that deal, Israel's left-wing government agreed to a number of extravagant concessions to Lebanon.
Imagine that.
Including paying high royalties for part of the gas field, which really belongs to Israel, and the profits to Lebanon, which would likely put billions of dollars into the hands of the Hezbollah terror group.
That's a bad deal.
Especially bad because Lebanon is saying that the United States guarantees that this agreement prevents Israel from reneging on the deal.
So, what do we have here?
Well, a withdrawal led by Netanyahu would be the equivalent of him withdrawing from a deal with Washington, who has specifically warned that the withdrawal of any party would have great consequences on either country. When Netanyahu said that he wants to withdraw, this means that he would be facing the international community.
So, we'll be watching how Bibi handles this.
Well, I already know. He will not go against Biden. Remember, he is a politician too, and on occasion, campaign promises don't always come to pass. But we'll see.
Okay, you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at ChofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teaching. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, so last week we talked about our disastrous open border and the war in Ukraine, so we won't add to that except to say Putin last week did put out a statement to the five nuclear nations, which is the United States, the UK, France, Russia, and China, asking them to recommit to the UN by restating their own previous commitment, which says this.
We affirm that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. We fully reaffirm our commitment.
Right. So he wants them to, again, reaffirm that because actually they all agreed to this just this last January. Putin also said in implementing its policy on nuclear deterrence that Russia is strictly and consistently guided by the tenet that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
Any response from U.S.?
Not that I've heard of. And remember, the new Congress doesn't take over till January. A lot can happen in 2 months.
It sure can.
And speaking of January, I must tell you that we will be taking some needed time off over the holidays, Thanksgiving week through New Year's, and plan to be back on the air January 10th, just in time to comment about our new Congress.
God willing.
But still here next week with, and I'm sure we'll have a lot to say. And please keep us in prayer, especially for Dan's continued healing without needing more surgery, as well as our finances. And we promise to pray for your requests sent in to us.
And the newsletter will be going out in a few weeks.
Yes. So be sure to sign up if you haven't already. Okay. Have you heard about the acceleration of UFO sightings?
Yes, that's how they will explain our disappearance.
Probably. But have you heard about the weaponized drones and weaponized mosquitoes?
Not on TV news.
It's certainly creepy, like a sci-fi movie.
And we're in it.
Well, this is very true. And in fact, a patent has been found that I have a copy of right here.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Which describes a bioweapons aerial drone delivery system designed to kill. And Russia has already identified them flying near its troops. These drones can be outfitted with an aerosolized venom peptides to airdrop toxins onto any population in any city and at any time.
So, they could false flag a pandemic outbreak.
Right. No real virus necessary. And who could say why thousands of people are getting sick or even dying, perhaps immediately? Can you imagine what evil they might do between now and, say, 2024?
Remember Ephesians 6.
As well, there's another delivery system through mosquitoes who are fed a suitable toxin to be transmitted by their bite to achieve mass killings. The mosquitoes are released by a remotely controlled drone to where it is sent. Again, it's remotely.
How do they justify this?
Right. They'll tell you it's to be used against the enemy.
But who are their enemies?
Well, they already call us domestic terrorists. These mosquitoes reminds me again of Scripture.
Like a precursor to Revelation 9.
Right, with the stinging locusts. I am just so overwhelmed when I think of the advancements just in my lifetime.
Oh, you mean for such a time as this.
Right, the explosion knowledge of Daniel 12:4. Boy, is that a prophecy proven to be very true.
Some other news?
Yeah. The mainstream media is warning of a triple-demic this winter. You know, as in the flu, the respiratory as in RSV, and still COVID-19 or its variant can all be problematic. However, the overall risks associated with them are negligible, at least for most of us. And certainly not worth taking their new mRNA clot shot.
Well, but fear sells.
And for big pharma, and it, of course, sells more vaccines.
Aren't they rich enough?
Never. We're watching myocarditis cases rising, and Sweden has now stopped the mRNA for everyone under 30. And let me just say, for almost 2 years, our freedoms were taken away because of an alleged pandemic. We were told that the answer to getting them back, our freedoms, was to take an experimental injection that had not even finished clinical trials. Our government lied to us about the severity of the virus to put policies in place that ensured tens of thousands of the elderly and vulnerable suffered unnecessary deaths. You know, they used propaganda to convince us, well, they died of COVID-19. And that was in order to justify their draconian measures that had enforced turning our country into a totalitarian state. And the lies continued so to coerce millions to take experimental boosters, which is actually gene therapy, that they insisted was safe and effective, but with absolutely no evidence to back it up. They even went as far as to insist it was completely safe for pregnant women when not a single study had been carried out to confirm it, and many babies have died. Finally, we have a wealth of evidence that not only proves most all governments lied with the help of their media, but can now also prove they have caused untold devastation with the decisions they made. But They are calling for amnesty. Honestly, for forgiveness. Well, no way. Which is why we need a new Congress to step up the investigations. Anyway, we now have confidential Pfizer documents that have surfaced and official government reports proving that mRNA jabs is destroying immune systems, greatly increasing the risk of death, killing hundreds of thousands on a weekly basis, and causing infertility, stillbirths, cancer, and a whole host of further devastation and disease. The truth is now trickling out. How many will now have to listen? And what will the mainstream news media do? Try to cover up the coming evidence? After all, for many, all they watch is the left news. So anyhow, it boils down to, what should we do? You know that answer. Expose their lies and pray, and especially pray for the children. Because some very young with obviously perverted parents are condoning sex operations, breast removals, and puberty blockers. It's just truly sick and so very damaging. Already there are many testimonies and how people, kids that have done this, wish they had not done it ever. So I say woe to the surgeons for harming the children. They will be judged as well. Remember, Jesus told us that in this world we would have troubles. You can read that in John 16, particularly verse 33. But he went on to say, take heart, because he has overcome the world. And one day we're going to be part of his new world, his new kingdom. So let me ask you out there, if you just happen to be tuning in and you don't know the Lord, don't you want to escape the awful tribulation that's coming upon the whole world? Luke 21 says anyone can escape with just a meaningful prayer. Just repent and then invite him inside of you, into your entire being, and then let him rule over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. Because there's no in between. And to those of you who are lukewarm, I've been saying this for a long time, it's really time to get your act together. And you got to do it right now. Get on your knees and say, Lord, I want to get closer to you. I want to know you more. And you can, just by getting into his word, reading his love story to you. And that's how you store your treasures in heaven. Because you do want treasures in heaven. Because like any father, he delights in giving us our rewards. So, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Please pray for our new leaders and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because you know, if you love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in many, many different ways, sometimes ways that you don't even recognize. Just think of all the times that God has probably helped you and gotten you out of a jam that we don't even realize. But he's there. He's with you. So memorize Psalm 122, verse 6. You'll be glad you did. Tell someone about Jesus. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.